Well, now there's an exhibition going on at Soggy Brolly in Orr Street, Queenstown at the moment. It's called Remembrance, Landscape and Belonging, of which part six is at the exhibition. It's an ongoing one which has been around other places around the state. And I'm joined by the actual artist and creator of that particular project, Mandy Hunniford, for a chat about it this morning. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Mandy.
Oh,
it's great
morning.
To see you.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
So what was the inspiration behind doing this? Obviously, this is it's inspired by the Mount Lyell disaster and that sort of thing. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about its origins.
Well, the Mount Lyell disaster, of course, was in 1912.
Correct.
And I did a painting and had the miners' names. And then what happened was I was interested in researching further history about the miners, the fallen miners. And what happened was that the families were able to help me and supported me through this, and I supported them. And so I ended up getting new history. I was able to research and find new history with the aid of Jane Reed, who is a great historian in Queenstown. And so I was able to, the first part of the painting in the exhibition, there are other paintings, but this was the major painting that I wanted
to
do.
Yep.
And the first part was done in 2014. And that was exhibited as part of the Unconformity Festival.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Up at the old my manager's offices.
All right.
So that was done in 2014. And then what I did is I actually moved forward in my artwork, kind of researching and wanting to do something different. So I did a lot of digital light installations, highlighting the buildings of Queenstown, the post office, and of course the beautiful historical precinct of the old Evans store and
yep.
the Galley Museum. And so I did so that was to show the beauty, and I projected my landscape. I'd done a lot of landscape paintings, and that was projected onto the buildings. And so it kind of shifted to landscape. It started off as remembrance with the miners,
right.
the Mount Lyell disaster. And then it kind of, I thought about the landscape where they had died and the landscape where they had made their living. And so I did a whole series of these landscape paintings. And so then, 2021, I was offered to have an exhibition, and I received a lovely grant to do this exhibition from Arts Tasmania.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, which is funded through the Tasmanian government. And so that was able to pay for a lovely catalogue and, gallery fees. And so I was very, very excited to get that grant. And so I have this exhibition, and so I found, with the research and through help through Jane, I found miners that had died on the West Coast.
Okay.
And of course, with mining, it's something that is a dangerous occupation.
Of course.
And you look at it and you think, well, there's families that have lost their men recently. This isn't just something from the past. This happens now. And so I wanted to record that. And so the actual exhibition is dedicated to these fallen miners.
Brilliant.
And it's dedicated to the families, and it's dedicated to their friends and everybody that has supported me and trusted me to do this exhibition, because it's a very sensitive topic. And I think that I hope I've done the community proud. Mm.
Because it is. I mean, it is the lifeblood of the West Coast, and it has such a long history, the mining industry. So I'm sure that it's an important thing. It's an important event, and I'm sure the community will embrace it. So how long is it going to be at Soggy Brolly?
Well, the exhibition is up until the 14th of September, so there's still 2 weeks to come in and have a look. And Lee Walpole is open most during the week, and so I urge people to pop in and have a look. And I think that because it's new history, I'm kind of hoping that someone will come and they will find a relative that they didn't know what happened to them, and it kind of, because this exhibition is dedicated to them, it's kind of like not a closure, but it's something that with the miners that doing this painting, it's like their names are held up before us and, yeah. And they will be remembered.
Yep. Excellent. Now, obviously, Lee has embraced this particular exhibition. She's written a bit of a glossary in a booklet, which is available down at Soggy Broly as well. She managed to give me a copy of it the other day. So, obviously, you have had a good working relationship with Lee.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the catalogues are to give away to people to remember the exhibition. And she did a great job. She's very clever with her design.
She is, yeah.
As we all know, and it's a beautiful little catalogue that has a foreword by Travis Teddy from the artistic director of the Unconformity Festival, who I've had a long working relationship with him and with the Unconformity, and also an essay by a writer, curator and a lecturer up at the University of Tasmania, and he has done quite a few writings for me over this project in Queenstown. And I think what he does is he explains in his essay the sadness that the West Coast feel, but kind of like with the wanting to show that the West Coast people are resilient and that they are determined and they cope.
Yep, absolutely. No, you've got that all right and nailed it right on the head. That's a fantastic description of people of the West Coast and also the surrounding. I mean, I think the people and the rugged West Coast go hand in hand. And are you hoping that that is what is going to be depicted, is going to be reflected in your artwork?
Absolutely. I think with the landscape, I mean, in Queenstown you can't escape the landscape.
No.
It just surrounds you, and I've drawn great inspiration from that. But for me, I wanted to I have painted for a long time the landscape, Tasmanian landscape, mm-hmm. and for me I was wanting to find out the stories of communities and find out what makes them tick and just their undercurrents of history. So I became very interested in history. And then, of course, as I was asked to be part of an exhibition in Queenstown in 2010, and so when I came, I was really interested in my past history here and my father's and his father.
Yep.
And my grandfather, Cecil, was actually mayor of Queenstown, and owned a tailoring business. And so there is a long history of the Hunnifords in Queenstown.
Yeah, and so amazing all these names and connections. It's incredible.
It is incredible. And so with the landscape, it was wanting to know, like painting the Queenstown landscape, but wanting to know the stories of the communities. And I think I've done that. I think I've shown the beauty of Queenstown, the different beautiful architecture that's here, but also the sadness, but also that that determination and that West Coast feeling of just wanting towards growth and wanting to move forward.
Mm. Well, I can see the passion for the history that you have, and obviously for your artwork as well. So it's fantastic to hear. It's been going down at Soggy Broly. It's been on since the 2nd of September. When's it wrapping up?
Wrapping up on the 14th of October. So it's still got a couple of weeks left.
Plenty of time for people to go down and enjoy it, have a look at it.
Oh, look, I would absolutely love that. And I'll be in and out of the gallery. I'm actually doing an artist talk at the Soggy Broly next Wednesday, and that'll be label, you know, kind of do invites for that.
Yes.
So look out for that as well, because that's a chance for the informal artist, not really an artist talk, more an answering questions. And I'd love to talk to people about their history of the mining industry, and I love that connection too between mining and art, and how that really now forms a foundation. It's forming a foundation for Queenstown.
Absolutely. No, good on you. Excellent. Well, look, it's been great to chat with you this morning. Love seeing the passion. And certainly we encourage people to get down there and have a look at it before the 14th of October. Thank you for joining us today, Mandy.
Okay, thanks so much, Gervo.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Mandy Hunterford there, who's got her project and exhibition down at Soggy Broly, Remembrance, Landscape and Belonging. And you can view that, as I say, through to the 14th of October. Make sure you go down and see it. 7XS.